enjoying French culture, news and current affairs. Maybe you are learning French. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/SBS French or on Twitter where we are at SBS French. A bientôt.
Great pleasure to have someone that has already been in our studios before. It's Po. Hi, Po.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And you came with your illustrator, Sarah Rich.
Yes.
Talk to us about this new project you have, because we're not going to talk about your TV show just now.
No.
We're going to talk about this new book coming up.
Yes. So, yeah, Sarah and I have published a book with Heidi Grant called Sweet Petite, and It's about a little, little rodent gourmand. So it's a little guinea pig that loves to bake and eat pastries.
Mm.
Very French.
Mm-hmm. What, the pastry or the guinea pig?
Both.
Yeah. So we can see there's a good connection with you two, your good friends, yeah?
Yes, we're best friends, yeah.
Yes.
Sarah, you speak French, but we're going to do this in English?
Yes,
that's French. So it wasn't too hard to work on the illustration with Po because you have this connection already?
No, well, Po pretty much left me to do all the illustrations because I kind of came up with the concept quite a few years ago and I just kind of went ahead with the illustrations. And then it came to a point where the story had to be written, and I'm really terrible at that, but Po's really good at that. So then she came in and helped me out with the storyline. So the story kind of was dictated by the illustrations that were already done.
Okay, yeah. So that little guinea pig, what sort of adventure does he go through in the quest for pastry?
I'll let you answer this question.
Well, she's already kind of conquered the pastry bit because she loves to bake.
So she's a female first. She's not.
She. And she's missing something. She's missing a friend. So her conquest is to find a friend. And she finds an egg. She trips over an egg. And then she kind of raises the egg. And then the egg kind of hatches and it turns into her friend. So the story is really about friendship.
Going worldwide, or is it something more targeted to Australia?
No.
Definitely.
Taking over the world.
It's going to take over the world.
One pastry at a time.
Oh, absolutely, yes. No, it's not necessary for Australians. It's not at all. There's no Australiana in it at all.
There's no kangaroos,
no koalas.
The friend doesn't turn up to be a wombat.
No, nothing like that. It's a little bird. So, it could go worldwide. It could be a phenomenon.
So we're waiting for the cartoon series.
Exactly.
That's the next step.
Yes.
Po, that's a new chapter, or is it something we didn't? We knew you were always in that art.
I think it's something that we're going to continue to do on the side, besides running our little business. And it's not really, I guess a lot of people are surprised about it because they're like, oh,
really?
No.
Really surprised?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm surprised people are surprised because that's what we knew from the start with you, that you've always been in that illustration area.
Yeah, that's right. So for us, it's just part of our background and it was just a matter of time, I guess, that we did something together. So, yeah, I think this is something that we'll definitely continue to do. And
So it's the first in a series, maybe?
I think so.
Yes.
Not too sure.
Hoping.
How has been the reception? Have you shown it to kids and have you had I'm not going to say some focus group, but you have some kids that are loving the stories?
Yeah, we've had friends and people that have, written to us saying that they really love the book and that it's the perfect length for that age group. And was on another radio program earlier in the week and the radio host had read it to his grandchildren and it was really interesting to hear the response. So, yeah, we're really excited to do some readings at some bookshops and stuff like that as well to see the reaction. But we've had a really great response.
Okay. Mm. And how much cooking is there in it? How much of your influence in what you're doing on a day-to-day basis?
Quite a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit actually because there's three recipes in it and they're all things that we make for the markets or the cafe.
Okay.
So, yeah, quite influenced by our day-to-day lives.
And do you think that's important for kids to have this love of food from a very early age?
Well, I think it is. I mean, if they're interested in food, it's a great way to learn about food as well. When you're making it, you're much more interested in eating it and what goes into it. So it kind of starts a lifelong kind of lesson on how to eat well and things like that.
The journey we talk about in MasterChef. Everybody's on a journey that starts earlier and earlier and earlier.
I think so. Yeah.
It's true.
So, Paul, your series on SBS
has
gone really well.
It has, Only
not
one.
Not that I am surprised, but it's great.
I'm always surprised. only one more episode left tomorrow night. Yeah, that's the final one. Mm. So, a bit sad.
Why?
What's the last? It all this hard work and it just goes like that, you know.
But it must be heartwarming to see that people are tuning in and people are. You must have some great feedback on it.
Absolutely! Yeah, people really love the format of the chaos of my life. You know, the cafe, a bit of DIY, the friendships, and just the kind of regular everyday influences in my life, not necessarily famous chefs or anything like that, just relatives and friends and neighbours, and everyone loves and can relate to that kind of suburban lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, which is what we wanted. So, it's really great that we're getting such a excellent response.
And do you get feedback in Adelaide or people come and meet you and talk about all these sort of things?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, they come to the cafe a lot and, they love telling me what they enjoyed from the last series or that they've cooked recipes. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've actually got a really little niece who's only 4 and she ran up to me the other day. I never thought that she would be watching it.
She
goes, "Good job, I love your recipes." And I was like, "Oh."
Yeah, because I love making your soup.
That she can't cook. So, it's nice to see that it resonates with such a huge age group.
Okay, and your front garden, how is it going these days?
Well, winter is never quite as nice because it's hard to motivate yourself to be out in the cold and stuff.
Freezing.
But I've got a few things in the garden at the moment, but it's looking a little, I'm giving, I'm letting some of the soil rest.
Yeah, you should do that.
You're rotating the soil, you're right.
Correct, yes. I think I've got some beets that are ready to be pulled up and some spinach. Mm-hmm. Parsley, not very exciting, really. Some oranges, my first crop of citrus.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
Well, great. Remind us about the book and where can we find more information about the book?
So it's called Sweet Petite, illustrated by Sarah Rich, written by Pooh, and in all awesome bookshops published by Heidi Grant. It's everywhere.
Online maybe as well. If you search online, it's going to be everywhere.
Yes, online as well.
Thank you. It was lovely to have you both, Sarah and Pooh.
Thank you so much for having us.
Are you enjoying French culture, news and current affairs? Maybe you are learning French. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/SBSFrench or on Twitter where we are @SBSFrench. À bientôt!